This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Lovers, welcome to Best Buds for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. We have a very special entrepreneur with us today and a very special company. I'm very excited to introduce you to her and to the company. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Cynthia Murray. She is the founder of Four Legs, which is quite a unique company, as is Cynthia herself. Welcome, Cynthia.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on here, Michelle.
I'm so excited to have you on the show. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself and then how you came to find Four Legs.
I was born deaf. I was a twin. And at the time, my parents didn't even know I was deaf. I was actually born deaf. And because a lot of doctors were said, if one twin isn't talking or following directions, they'll just say, oh, she's just a twin, you know, because one will talk and one won't. But as they discovered when I was four, they did some tests in their bed that I was completely deaf. And it was sort of like, oh, with an eye-opener for my parents. And my twin sister did all the talking for me. It was so cute.
Yeah, I had a helper, but I think you speak very well.
Thank you.
It's amazing because not everybody knows that when children are young, that's how they learn to speak, by hearing everything around them, by not hearing. I'm getting goosebumps talking about by not hearing. It's a very huge challenge.
It was. Yeah, because my parents were told, oh, when they discovered I was deaf, they said, oh, your daughter is never going to finish school. She's never going to live on her own. Never have a job, never be able to drive. My parents said, no, that can't happen with my daughter. And so they really pushed me and they made me so independent and making sure I could achieve all of that among everything else. And now I'm running a company. So, yeah. Wasn't that great?
You showed them. I mean, now not only did you do all those things, you're an entrepreneur. So
yes,
that's amazing. So Four Legs is also unique because you give back to the community in that you hire, train, and educate adults and children in the community that are deaf, hard of hearing, autistic, and possibly disabled in other ways. So that's a challenge too in running a company. What made you decide to make your company like that, to give back to so many that wouldn't ordinarily find jobs or have something to fulfill themselves?
Yeah, so when I started going out into the workforce, I noticed it was very difficult to find jobs. And so I ended up being a paraeducator for 21 years because I knew I struggled when I was in school. I didn't have an interpreter until I went to college and realized, oh my gosh, when it was signing, it was, is that what they said? all these years that I knew I was missing. I just didn't know how much I was missing. And so I wanted to become a paraeducator to educate parents and their children, and so they can get up, be able to achieve just like I did. I didn't want them to fall back. And so I also saw the lack of jobs once they graduate from high school. All the autism, the neurodiversity, Down syndrome, learning disability, they have a hard time finding work as soon as they graduate from high school. So this is why I started this company, not because I love dogs and cats. I love my pet, and I wanted to combine both of my passion and the drive to help other disabilities and other minorities. So by combining that, why not give back to the community? And we also partner up with several different nonprofit organizations like Morningside, Vision Co-op, the school district, to have disability come into our workplace to get one-on-one training so they have something on their resume. And that's really important to have because nobody else is really doing that in our community. So,
no, I applaud you for that because there is not enough of that. And when you have an entire company comprised of mostly of people with disabilities, it's definitely a challenge. You would think people would be more accepting and more opening. Yes, it's open to, you know, it's a little more training, a little more patience, but just because you have, you know, a disability or a handicap or a blind handicap, it doesn't mean you cannot, you know, do things sometimes a lot better than people that have no issues. They're fine. So let's talk about Four Legs. Why did you start Four Legs?
I had a service dog. He was a certified service dog, and he was allergic to a lot of the food that was out there. And so I wanted to find something that was good for dogs. And so I did a lot of research. I wanted to make sure we had ingredients that had no preservative, no sugar or salt. And they're all human-grade ingredients instead of feed. There's a difference between dog treats that have feed ingredients and dogs that have human grade. So we wanted to go with the human grade. And yes, we're on a high end with our dog treats because other ingredients is really expensive. We buy the organic pumpkin puree, organic sweet potato, organic blueberry to put in our products, and our flour is organic. And so we wanted to make sure that everything that we put in our product is good for dogs.
So it's very transparent. Why is it so important that we need to watch what we give our dogs and make sure that the ingredients are, you know, as natural as possible, human grade? Because for some people, it's like, well, I don't know what to do. I mean, should I buy just regular treats or should I really go for more human grade? Because definitely because there are no fillers, human grade is usually a little more expensive. But generally, I know ultimately healthier for your dog. What can we tell our listeners that are like, well, you know, I could buy one treat, it's this much, another treat's a little more. What's the benefit for your dog?
I think it's a huge benefit because I think if you're buying a cheap stuff, you're going to allow your dog to get sick. They're going to have all these allergies and shorter lifespan. And it's funny because I find that people care for their pets more than they do themselves.
True.
Because I really think that I always look at ingredients, what I'm eating too. I want to make sure I'm eating good too. There's a lot of junk food out there, and it's so easy to grab, and it's like, it has all this stuff in it that we shouldn't be eating. And that's how I feel a lot of our customers feel the same way. They want to give their dog the best. And when you buy our treat, you're going to smell it, and it smells so good. And we even eat it here because we have to test it anyway. But it really does taste good. And what we do to keep the preservative is to dry it out.
So it's human grade. So generally human grade, it's safe for humans, but it's tasty for us because the salt and the sugar's not there. But yours is even good for people. People find it palatable, tasty.
It is, but we're not supposed to push that.
Okay, we won't push that. Dogs, people, it's for dogs.
So people laugh at it because, you know, we're taking it. Oh, yeah, it's good. It's dried out, you know, and all that. So, yeah, it's funny.
Okay, but your dog. There's plenty of other treats out there for you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Cynthia Murphy. She is the founder of Four Legs. And Four Legs was created by Cynthia, who is a deaf entrepreneur, for her special assistance. Well, how would I say this? Your special assistance?
Service dog.
Service dog.
Yes, the human dog.
Oh, for your service dog, Odie.
Yes.
Okay. So let's also talk about the ingredients, because when I was doing my research on your website, the ingredients are local. I mean, they're not necessarily local to where your business is, but they're all U.S.-based.
Yes, they're all USA-based, and we like to support the local farm and small businesses in that area. I mean, we're in Washington State. We have a lot in Oregon, Utah, California, Montana that we buy our product from. And it's really important to support all the small. And we also have to make sure that they're USDA approved and FDA approved too before we can purchase their stuff.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what dogs do you have? What service dog do you have now?
I don't have a service dog now. After Odie passed away, I decided that because when you have a service dog, you can only have one dog, no other pet.
Oh.
And because I love pets so much, Odie really opened up my eyes. And so I decided to rescue. Odie was the rescue too, by the way. When it turned him into a service dog down at Dog for the Deaf, is now called Dog for Better Lives. And their mission is to rescue shelter dogs and turn them into certified hearing dogs. And I think that's a great program. We support them. And so I decided to rescue other dogs, and they became my support dog. They knew how to alert me to sound. I just couldn't take them places like a true service dog. And I was okay with that. We love to go camping and all that. So I've had several dogs over the years. And then I ended up rescuing a deaf dog who couldn't hear.
Wow.
And I had two dogs already, and I thought, you know, what would happen if I actually rescued this deaf dog, couldn't find a home, and he was in Virginia, so I had him flown all the way.
Wow.
Across the U.S., and it was great. He fit in. He didn't even know he was different from the rest of them. He just couldn't hear us, so I signed to him.
Wait, he understood sign language?
Yes.
Well, sign language, not just like dog language, like stay and everything. He knew other sign language too?
Yeah, they don't catch everything. But he knew a lot of the world. I mean, he was so smart. He was actually a stray. And he had no training or nothing. So we were starting from scratch.
Wow.
I even had to teach him how to use the doggy door to come in and out of the house. And it was so cute to see him do it. So I had him, and then I had one of my rescue passed away at an old age. So we thought, you know what? We'll rescue another dog. Yeah, so we rescued another deaf dog.
Oh.
We have two deaf dogs along with Auburn, the hearing dog. And
but right now we have all three?
I had all three.
Okay. So what is their favorite four legs treat?
What's their favorite? Oh, you know what? Their favorite? That's the truth now.
Okay.
Their favorite is the peanut butter molasses, which we call Kiruoka. You know how dogs like to do, the cats like to do business in their kitty box. And the dogs love to eat it after they go poo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we made a better alternative. And it absolutely is the cutest. And the other one is the blueberry pancake. Because it has a lot of blueberry, and it also has molasses in it, like a syrup. And that's becoming popular as well. So, yeah, that's their favorite.
You know, I don't know if everybody knows this, but pumpkin and sweet potato, and there's probably more of the ingredients that you use, are actually beneficial to a dog's digestive system.
Yes, that's true.
So not only are your treats made with healthy ingredients, they're beneficial for your fur babes because it helps their digestive system.
It does.
A lot of vets will say sometimes rather than going with, you know, medicine and all this stuff, give them, you know, organic pumpkin.
Exactly. Yeah, those are favorite as well because they are so small. A lot of people like to buy the pumpkin and a sweet potato because they can go with any type of dog that we have. Even though a big breed, we can break them easily and feed them to the smaller breeds.
So we're going to tell you where you can buy Four Legs treats. But first, Cynthia also wrote a book called For the Love of Dogs. What is your book about?
The book is about my growing up and why I started this company. And I wanted to show everybody, because there's so many dog treat companies out there, and I wanted to show them why we did this and what the purpose of starting our company is. And so by sharing the history of my path, and it comes all the way up to the where we are now. So, because I've always had the entrepreneur spirit of working and finding ways to make money when I was a kid and my neighbors next door. We always try to find ways to help and earn money doing this and that. And so this is a great story of telling how I arrived to this moment.
I'm glad you wrote it. And I'm glad you were able to, you know, learn about your journey. You also partnership with Deaf Dogs Rock.
Yes.
So what is Deaf Dogs Rock?
Deaf Dogs Rock is an organization that goes out and rescue all of the dogs that are deaf. And they will coordinate with other states to try to find rescues that will take them and find homes for them. And so Christina Lee is the person who's run the organization with her husband, Chris. And that's how I found Dozier. You know, so that's how I flew him out from Virginia. And she's also the one who told me about Chip, Chocolate Chip. He is a chocolate lab, which is very unusual to have a chocolate lab that is deaf. And so we rescued him as well.
That's interesting. Are there certain breeds that deafness is more proponent? What are some of those breeds?
Yeah, some of the breeds are the white boxers, and that's what Dozier was. And we'll talk about Dalmatian, the blue heelers. there's a lot of healers that are born deaf too. And so it's a lot of the white dogs that you see out there, if they have blue eyes or brown eyes, they tend to have deafness as well.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Cynthia, it's been so wonderful having you on Best Bets for Pets. I want to make sure we can tell people where to buy Four Legs treats and also about your website. Listeners, this is a great way to give back and get some yummy treats for your dog. So where can we buy Four Legs treats?
You can buy it on our website, and you can also go on Amazon and find us on Amazon under Four Legs with the Z at the end. And we have a variety of treats. We have our book on there as well if you want to buy our book. And specifically our website. And if you're on TikTok or Facebook, you'll find it there.
Okay, so everyone, it's fourlegs.com. And it's the digit four legs with a Z.com. And as always, we have a page on our website for this podcast, this show, and you can find out more about the product there. And there'll also be a link to the website. Cynthia, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you so much, Mitchell, for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my honor. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I really love talking to Cynthia Murray. Be sure to check out her site and her treats, delicious treats for your dogs. fourlegs.com. Thank you to my testers, Chloe and Tilly. They love their Four Legs treats, so thank you. Thank you to my listeners for listening to Best Bets for Pets for all of these years. Thank you so much for your loyalty. And of course, thank you to my cat crew who wishes they could have had Four Legs treats, but they're just for dogs for now. Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, and a huge thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, who works his magic on every show and just makes us sound amazing. And remember, keep listening. You never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.